This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brewski.
We are talking with Jennifer Coffendaff, a retired FBI special agent. Big document dump that came out in the last week, late last week, in regards to Brian Koberger. Jennifer, going through it page by page, you are always very good at this and good at finding little breadcrumbs of evidence. What have you discovered thus far in your research of this new documents that have come out in the Koberger case?
Well, one of the first things I wanted to point out, and really this is more administrative, there's been a lot of chatter, a lot of, I think, confusion about the prosecution not providing documents.
Yeah.
You know, we are on multiple discovery requests by both parties, and we even have a motion to compel on the table, which, you know, is just kind of pushing the envelope even more.
Sure.
And I just thought it was interesting. I liked that we're able to see in this document, hey, listen, we haven't gotten the documents, court, so we need an extension. And I think that that is a situation that didn't just exist with this. Maybe we're just seeing it. I liked how it was in black and white for viewers and people following this case to see. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, that's a big problem. It's not that the prosecution doesn't want to produce it. It's that they don't have it from AT&T, mm-hmm. who, by the way, AT&T gets thousands of requests every day. Yeah. From law enforcement throughout the country on cases they're working. So it's difficult.
It's a manpower thing. There's only so many people to do that job, to grab those sorts of pieces that are requested. And I imagine, I mean, do they prioritize one request over another, or is it first come, first serve for something like that?
Well, it depends. There are expedited requests, for instance, when they didn't know or have a suspect.
Okay.
Right. When they're looking at public safety, getting somebody off the streets that could commit crimes like this again.
Okay.
So those are going to rise to the top. But now, you know, they're in jail, they're arrested. Mm-hmm. It really will likely go into the pool of all their requests, and they will do it in that order. Because believe me, every officer thinks their case is priority.
Of course. And you just kind of got to be at the mercy of where you need those documents from. Interesting. Well, what in the documents that did come out over the last couple of days, I know a lot of it very redacted, but was there anything new to learn from what has come out or any speculation?
Yeah, there was something new. I was very interested in the June 23rd date. I should probably double check that date, but I believe I have it memorized correctly. And there's a very specific reason that they are now reaching back compared to their previous request. So their previous request focused on August 1st as the sort of the start date of what they were concerned about. Now we're going back on Snapchat and on AT&T to quite a precise date of June 23rd, 2022. Why? There's a reason. Whenever I see this sort of specificity, mm-hmm. And you know, back in the day when I did a subpoena or search warrants based on very specific date, it's because there's a specific thing I know. There's mm-hmm. something that I've been told or understand took place in and around that date or time frame. So this is, to me, very significant as an investigator. Why the 23rd? You know, it's not even June 1st.
Yeah.
It's not June 30th. It's June 23rd. So they have a nugget that they're searching for in that time frame, and very interested in what they've heard or discovered that they want to support or corroborate.
Now, June 23rd, what is in the evidence? What is in those documents that points to that date? And do you have any speculation as to what it may be about?
Well, I always believe when I see this, you know, they're looking at tightening up different connections and different things that might have been known. So I'm looking at, is Brian Koberger somehow connected to them in this time frame through these AT&T records or the SNAP records? Mm-hmm. Those are the types of things they're going to be looking for. I did notice, though, I didn't see Brian Koberger. Again, there's so much redacted. And so much we still don't have. Mm-hmm. We don't know whether that was even in the dump. So, you know, that's a little bit frustrating, at least from what I've reviewed so far. I think I've reviewed somewhere around, 36, probably around 40 plus pages. I haven't gotten through it all, but I find that, that's what they'd be looking for, Tony. Yeah. And then also conversations amongst each other, you know, anything, did they see things around that time? Did they think somebody was following them? Did they have concern? Recall early on, there was concern. Remember, there was a store owner who talked about overhearing them talk about somebody following them. But I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do.
And so, you know, are they trying to corroborate possible surveillance that was on them at that time, coordinated with different timeframes that they're coming to know about? The probable cause affidavit, again, it's hard to really explain what a snapshot that is. I look at it and I say, I'm able to see 5% of all the evidence that these investigators see. And we're trying to make heads or tails out of this little bit of evidence, but this tells you they are on the there's something specifically they're looking for.
And the more and more that kind of comes out on these other pieces, sometimes it then brings to light other pieces on the original affidavit that maybe we didn't quite have context for or understanding. And then suddenly those pieces come together.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Thank you so much for your insight into this. We'll be talking with Jennifer all throughout the week, more on Koberger and some of the other cases as well. So press subscribe so you don't miss any of those conversations. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can sign up to get an ad-free version of the podcast through Apple Podcasts. Do check that out. Even try it for 3 days free. Follow me on Twitter at Tony B Pod. Stay with us.